father against son, mother against daughter. It will be the greatest catastrophes that the world has ever seen. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote, "At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, 'When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once.' Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilence and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense, for I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, yet not one hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and end-time prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 6, 1988. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"I see a most beautiful being, but he's all of light. I know it's the Eternal Father, but I cannot see him in form, as the Jesus and Our Lady are appearing. He seems to be a beam of all light, but the light itself is so beautiful, it gives you a great feeling of warmth and also a feeling of comfort. Now Jesus is asking me to come down now with him, closer to the crowds about, and look about him. Yes, I can see it, Jesus. Yes, we do have many infirm this evening. You will cure too. Oh, that is just wonderful. I know they'll be very happy. Now Jesus is pointing back up to the circle of light, and he's saying, repeat after me, my child, the words given on the mount. This is the way you must pray to the Eternal Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen." my child, I had you repeat this. Even though I know you are having difficulties with your throat this evening, you will be taken care of, my child. Do not be concerned. Now, I ask you to say that prayer because it soon will be forgotten upon earth. The modernists seek to remove it now from the books in the schools. You, my child, will see that this prayer to the Eternal Father is printed up and given out to all the children within your means. Mothers must now take full precedence for their children. In other words, my child, they must be the teachers now. For those who were teachers have given themselves over now to all forms of modernism and pacifying those that are evil in their teachings. They do not stand on their two feet solidly before their bishops, who are doing wrong in the teaching of their children. It will be up to the parents at this time to go forward and be a true parent in the eyes of God by teaching their children at home. And one more prayer must not be forgotten, but our modernists are casting it aside. Repeat this, my child, an act of contrition. Oh, my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess to all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all because I love thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. You see, my child, that also will be cast from the books this coming year. The children are being taught unity, but world unity. The world is striving and fast-heading for a one-world religion and also a one-world government. But this will not be a godly government. It will be one of communistic nature. My child and my children, listen to me now. I brought forth Veronica to you this evening, even though she is not well. I tell you, my child, it is urgent to make this sacrifice for mankind. As you well understand from what has transpired the past 2 days, that we were not talking idly in the past message through you. We want the world to know again that there was a locution given to my child Veronica, and it talks of this, Sodom and Gomorrah. Does this seem similar to you, my children? Are you not living now among the realms of Sodom and Gomorrah? And what happened to that adulterous city? It was destroyed, just as Babylon the Great shall be destroyed also. Now, my child, there are two who will be cured this evening. To avoid all confusion, I will lead you directly to those whom I wish that you will bless with the crucifix of the shrine of our Blessed Mother. Pray, my child and my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. The world is in its most dire time and subject to bad punishments, my children. I say bad because many will die in the great flame of the wall of redemption, and many will also die when they see what lies ahead of them, as fear will grip their hearts as they run to and fro from their homes, looking for a place of solace, a human word that will give them the courage to face what lies ahead, and that will often be death of the body. My child and my children, accept the words of my mother and my counsel to you throughout the past years. Everything that has been given to you has been given for a reason and will come true. Were it not so, I would tell you this now. Remember, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Use no excuses to relieve your family of this obligation to the Eternal Father. And remember again, my children, the two prayers that make the heart rise to heaven. Teach your children, for they will not be taught any longer in the schools. Now, my child, I wish that you take any rose petals available and go to the infirm circle and give out also any available rosaries. My mother and I will stand to the side while you do this. It will be necessary for the cure, my child.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have discovered a fantastic book titled Wright's Complete Disaster Survival Manual. Are you prepared for a hurricane that turns your home into rubble? An earthquake that leaves you and your family without shelter, food, or water? A flood that makes your home unlivable? Most people don't want to think about these things until it's too late. Author Ted Wright grew up during the Blitz in London and knows firsthand about man-made and natural disasters. He knows how the most of the problems occur after the disaster, not during it. He knows that simple planning beforehand can mean the difference between life or death. This extraordinary book titled Wright's Complete Disaster Survival Manual costs $15 plus $4.50, shipping and handling, and can be ordered today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. The name of the book is Wright's Complete Disaster Survival Manual for $15 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today. Don't delay. Your life and the life of your loved ones may well depend upon it. In the past week, the number of holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 102 for a grand total of 42,134 holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray there will be many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses end time prophecies on this radio station. How does Christ enter the host in the Most Blessed Sacrament? Analogy can be found in the manner in which the soul, a spiritual substance, is present in the body. The soul has no dimensions, yet it animates the body, which occupies space. Father Dahlgrens explains, "This then is what God has done to the body of Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. It has ceased to be extended, and all at once it is freed from the fetters which bound it to a place. It is not so much that it is many places at once, as it is no longer under the ordinary laws of space at all. It pervades the host like the Spirit. It uses indeed the locality formerly occupied by bread in order to fix itself to a definite place, but it only comes in the domain of space at all indirectly through the species. As the soul only enters into its present relation with space through the body. Who will say that this involves contradiction, or that it is not beyond the almighty power of God to do this? These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. We have the end time prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, actual recordings of the message, and much more. Be sure to visit and tell your family and friends about it who have computers on the internet. Have them visit www.tldm.org. And this is a wonderful chance to discuss Our Lady of the Roses prophecies with them. And now we again return to the Bayside End Time prophecies given on October 6, 1988. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
All about the trees, there are great lights. These are all light lights, summoning the fact that Jesus and Our Lady had been standing over the trees waiting for us to finish with the infant circle. Now, Our Lady is pointing over to the sky, and as I look over to where she's pointing, I see great multitudes of people, but they're fighting. I know it's some kind of a war going on. Now, their skin is darker, though not black, like in Africa, but they are actually killing each other. And I hear a voice from beyond the sky saying, Father against son, mother against daughter. It will be one of the greatest catastrophes that the world has ever seen. That voice came far beyond the sky as though it was coming from the eternal Father himself. Jesus is nodding yes. And Our Lady is coming over to him. She looks very sad at this time. Something must have happened drastically this evening, which we will probably find out about in time. Now, Our Lady is placing her fingers to her lips like this. My child and my children, there is not much more that I can say to you. My words have gone throughout the world, and how many have acted upon them? I come to you as a mother of peace, a mother of love. My tears have been shed upon you all. I will not give up the incentive to want to save every child upon earth. I shall wander to and fro wherever my voice can be heard and ring to the world the final message before the end of the age. My son has made it known to you about the reason the world shall suffer. But my child and my children, if you will go back to all the past messages, I am certain you will find due reasons for the world's suffering. I tell you now that there shall not be a cure found for the disease of AIDS. It is a punishment from the Eternal Father. Unfortunately, my children, there are many young innocents and those that are older who have come in with the plan of God for the salvation of their souls, but they too have fell victim to the AIDS plague. It is a plague, my child, as other plagues shall also follow this one. Do not be affrighted, my child. I realize that this has given you a feeling of terror, for the AIDS plague has hit many, all the known and unknown, and children as well. I would suggest, my children, that you guard yourselves well against this plague. if you must have a form of operation requiring transfusions, I would suggest that you have a member of your family donate this blood, for the other has been grossly, I say grossly, contaminated and will cause many deaths.
You have just heard part of the Bayside End Time Prophecies given on October 6, 1988. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson. We're glad to have you back.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your wonderful listeners again. Now, my first testimony here is from Michigan. To all ladies' workers, some months ago, I came across Rose's paper that was given to me after Mass. I read the paper and filled it and filed it with a lot of other papers in my filing cabinet. In short, I did nothing. I went about my way, the way I had lived my life, untouched by the warnings the Rose's paper gave. I was laid off from my job. The two discs in my back, which were ruptured previously from years ago, were again causing me much agony and pain, that I could not walk or sit. Not having a job, I had no medical insurance. Laying in bed in constant pain, I could do nothing but pray. Days became weeks. Still, there was no relief. I began to pray that God would take me and let me die. I was delirious in pain. When I awoke, laying wet with perspiration, soaked with the clothes and the bed also, it became evident that I had to endure the pain of getting up, if only to seek dryness. I was able to get out and change my clothes. The pain was not gone, but it subsided. From that day on now, I have increasingly gotten better. During my convalescence, though, I had no income. The bills had already mounted. I had nowhere to turn. The phone was disconnected. The landlord had eviction papers delivered. I had to answer the court papers. I went to the filing cabinet for stationery. And out came Rose's paper. I read it and reread it over and over again. I started novenas to Our Blessed Mother, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to St. Michael, St. Teresa, and St. Joseph. I prayed for help. Each day I read more of the Bible, and more each day a peace began to surround me. My rosaries began to mean more and more to me each day. A time of no pain and no worry. I had filed my income tax just prior at this time, before I was laid off. Unbeknownst to me, a check came with a letter from the Internal Revenue stating that I had a refund from the previous year. That was never sent to me. Most of all, the back bills were paid with this, and the landlord had been gracious to drop the court proceedings. I went to unemployment center, and they gave me sustenance for 20 weeks. During these weeks, now 4 months, I have become a better person, both physically and spiritually. My life is changed forever. I was brought up in the 50s and the 60s and truly believe that modernization of the church as it is today did not increase my faith, but let it wander until now. The faith I had as a teenager has not only returned, but is growing each and every day. I have made a very good confession to a very good priest, whom I found who shares the same concerns that the church is too modernistic and too humanistic. It is rare today to find a priest who believes it's his vocation to save souls. I pray daily for him. Last Sunday during his sermon, he stated that a cardinal in Rome has petitioned the College of Cardinals to return the altars back to the way they once were, with the tabernacle in the center and the celebrant saying the Mass with his back towards the people. His comment after that, he mentioned it, was, "Thank God." I too was happy to hear this, but I know that this is a sign that our prayers are being heard. May God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, grant us peace, love, and faith. Grace be with you all for sending out the messages and the meta sign. And that is all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
These Last Days radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.